Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the I Can't Make This Shit Up podcast, and I swear for God, I can't make it up. But before I get into what I can't make up, I'd like to say thank you for listening. Your ears mean the world to me. Like, thank your fingers for clicking, because without that click, you wouldn't have heard me. And you know my favorite cliche, without even being a cliche. Without you, there's no me. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say it. I do me. And it's so true. I do me. And I don't give two shits about how nobody feel about me doing me. You understand that? See, because for one, I don't want to do what nobody else is doing. I can care less what the next man is doing. It means absolutely nothing to me. I wish you well. I wish you nothing but the best. But if you think I sit back and I ponder and I wonder and I say to myself, I wish that were me, then I'm here to tell you, you are sadly mistaken. I don't live in no one else's dream because I live in mine. I don't want to be in nobody else's dream. It's your dream. So do you, because I'm here to tell you, I do. And I'm unapologetic about it, too, because you got a lot of people that want you to do things the way they do things. Now, we're all different people, and I can't do things the way you do things. I can care less about how you do it. You know, it's just like running a race. You know, no matter how you get to the finish line, win or lose, just get to the finish line. You know, my finish line could be different than yours. Your finish line could be different than mine. But at the end of the day, you know, don't worry about what I do, because again, I do me, and I don't give two shits how I make people feel about how I do me. You want me to give you some examples? Well, I did a podcast called Dream Killers, I think. And what do I mean by a dream killer? A dream killer is a person that once you tell them your idea, they got to find a way to put their self inside of your idea and try to find out how it could work for them. But what they missed is, it was never about you. It was about the individual that told you what they had, what their plan. It wasn't about you to give some kind of opinion, because no opinion is needed. And that's another thing with people. They like to get their opinion, and your opinion sometimes isn't needed. So shut the fuck up. That's why I'm telling y'all right now, I'm doing me. I don't care how somebody might feel about me saying I'm doing me. And if you know me, if you even gave me some kind of advice, I appreciate it. But just know, I'm doing me. It ain't none, and I have nothing against what you done told me, but I'm just doing me. So at the end of the day, you got to do you. You got to do what's best for you and yours. And if you listening to this, start doing you. Stop worried about what the next person is doing. Stop worried about what he's doing or she's doing or what they doing. Like, that's irrelevant at this point in time. Do you. Focus on you and do better for you. Stop worrying about what people think about you. Don't worry about that. If you still worrying about what people think about you now and then, come on now. I'm here to tell you. You might be lost in the sauce. So don't worry about what somebody got to say about you. Fuck them. Do you. You feel me? This is a champion podcast right now. And if you listening to this and you know somebody, if you can relate to this, you know, just relate to it. I already get a drink of my tea. Now, I'm addicted to Milo's, y'all. I can't lie. Milo's some good tea. Give me 2 seconds. I'm talking about the extra sweet addiction. Not the sweet tea. The extra sweet tea. That motherfucker is slamming. Milo's, y'all. If you never had one, you got to get one. I'm telling you. It's like, it's good. That's all I can say. But back to me doing me. Yes. See, I follow no one. Do I take advice? Of course. I could never turn my ears off to good information. I would never do that. You know, I'm open. I'm a good listener. So I listen. But at the end of the day, if I don't do what you think I should do, that's not for you to have an attitude, because I'm doing me. I appreciate your advice, but at the end of the day, I'm doing me. So you got to do you. And don't worry about how I do me. You dig it? So it's just like, I be feminine, right? And feminine is my heart. But you know, a lot of people film on different things. You know, you got people that got the modern day phone. They like to film with their phones and all of that. I'm out there filming with a camcorder. Why? Because that's what I want to film with. Can I get an iPhone to go out there and film? Can I get a good, you know? Yeah, I can. But that's not what I want to do. That's not what I'm going to do. I'm going to do what I want to do. And that's me. Because I notice someone I'm out there filming, right? Because the truth is, I don't see nobody out there filming the way I'm filming. I be out there with a tripod, I got my camera, you know, I be out there, I'm doing it. I'm doing me. I'm doing me. And I enjoy doing me to the fullest, and I'm never, ever going to stop doing me for someone else's opinion about what they think I should be doing, or what I'm not doing, or what I need to do. Fuck you. Do you. I got to do me. I'm sorry, y'all. But this is the way it got to be tonight, because a lot of people don't understand that concept of doing them. And a lot of people don't really understand when you do you. That's why it's best. I'm going to give y'all a piece of advice before I close this podcast out. If you know you got somebody in your corner that you can talk to, and you know, you talk to them. But if you know you don't. Don't be eager to tell everybody your business, because you know how words go. Once you put them out there and somebody else say it, you know they're going to switch it up. You know they are going to switch it up. But I digress. But do you out there. Please put yourself first. Stop putting yourself last. If you got kids, that's something different. But I'm talking about for your peers. You come before anybody, and your kids come before you. That's just how it go. So at the end of the day, if you like what I said, you like what I hear. You know what I mean? Do you. That's what it's all about. It's all about doing you. Whatever make you happy. Not about the next person, because the next person can't walk in your shoes. The next person can't see out of your lenses. They can't see from your eyes. They can't see what you see. They can't feel what you feel. So why worry about it? Don't. I'm just on some other shit these days, and I just gonna, you know, to be honest, and I've been honest this whole podcast, I just don't give two shits no more, to be honest. I really, really don't. And I'm a wise dude these days. That's why I stay to myself, and that's why I do me. And that's why I want you to do you. Don't let people out here stress you out. Don't let people out here worry you to death. If they ain't paying your bills, why you tripping? If they ain't feeding you, why you tripping? If they ain't putting clothes on your kids' back, why are you tripping? If they not doing none of those things I just said, fuck them. Feed them beans. Let them eat shit and die. That's an old saying right there. I ain't said that one in a long time. Feed them beans. Let them eat shit and die. Now, don't get me wrong now. When I say feed them beans is good. Don't get me wrong. I love some beans and rice. So don't feed them beans unless you can give them to them with the rice. I'm joking. But I appreciate y'all time. Thank you. And to all the new people, I really appreciate you. Keep telling people about me. Spread the word about this podcast. You see what I am about. If you like what I'm about, if you like what you hear, if you know some people that might like this, send it to them, share it to them, tell them about it. Tell them come find me. And we're going to sit back and we're going to rock out together. You know what I mean? And on that note, continue to do you. Fuck the rest. I'm out.